This is Inside High School Sports, exclusively on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3. Stay tuned for scores and analysis on games taking place across the Tennessee Valley and interviews with local coaches. Are you ready to get inside high school sports? Let's go.
Here, you there. I don't think my microphone's on.
Is it?
Yeah, we are on. Okay, cool. I just couldn't hear it well in my headphones. Sometimes that happens. Got to turn the old knob up on the board there, and so we can hear myself. But welcome into Inside High School Sports here on ESPN Chattanooga. Again, Greg Larnard with you, and along with Lundy Hollenbeck. You know what it was, Lundy?
What's that?
That you've got you're setting it up for the kids, and you plugged in. The other headphones. And I was like, I could probably just plug in both at the same time and it'll work just fine.
I set you up.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Lundy and I are always kind of talking about what things are going on in this studio. And she made a comment. She was like, I'm going to go just switch these chairs because I can't figure out how to get it down because you are up because you sit it so low to the ground because you're so tall. And I was like, well, all you got to do is just push this leveler on the side. And she's like, I was looking at the wrong side. And so this is one thing in this studio I didn't know about, was that if you have both jacks plugged in, you can't really hear in both the headphones. So we unplug one and now we know.
There you go.
Now we know. So we're hanging with you for the next hour here talking all things high school sports. What's going on in your world?
Actually, I was waiting to tell you on air. I pulled a U and lifted some weights yesterday.
Nice.
I guess. I'm so sore.
Good.
I'm in so much pain. It's like to the touch. It feels like a bruise. What did I do to myself?
Well, you can't go 0 to 100.
Oh, I did. I think 0 to 1,000.
No. So you can't do that. You're going to feel like you got hit by a bus.
A train, if that.
Or train, whatever. Either one would hurt either way.
You know, feeling it today.
By either. And it was funny because I went and worked out this morning with my trainer and, you know, I told him, I was like, man, we deadlifted the other day and my hamstrings are sore today. What's the first thing we do today?
Hamstrings, leg curls.
I was like, of course you'd make me do this, but it is what it is. Welcome into Inside High School Sports. You want to hit us up on Twitter, get at us on our station account at ESPN Chattanooga. You want to follow Lundy? She needs all the followers she can get. She just started jumping on Twitter. What's our Twitter account?
Pretty simple, just at Lundy Hollenbeck.
Nice.
So, yeah.
As they say, kiss. Keep it simple.
Exactly.
Stupid. And mine's at Greg Larnard. So, yeah.
I kind of copied you.
We
in
keep
a
it
sense.
Simple.
I was just like, you know.
We're a brand. We're each a brand.
You nailed it.
I got you. Thanks. We're each a brand. So, we got to keep the brand strong in our namesake. When we continue on here on the show, let's take a look at what we have coming up on the show guest-wise. At about 2:20-ish, we're going to visit with CSAS baseball coach Mark Bratcher. He'll join us at about 2:20. And then coming up at 2:35-ish, 2:40, we're going to talk to the Red Bank coach, Matt Robertson, one of our old buddies who used to work here at Brewer Media Group. I was, for whatever reason, had my old affiliation there in my head. And we're also going to hear from some of his players, Logan Denton, who's a junior, a pitcher, Cardell Howard, another junior, who's their leadoff hitter, has a bunch of stolen bases this year, Jake Brune, who's a senior. He's committed to Rowan State Community College. He did that on Wednesday, and he's one of their better hitters. And then Jake Barcolo, he's a sophomore, and he dealt with early season injuries, but he's turned things around, and he had a walk-off home run the other night, and he's been playing really good brand of baseball. So good to have the student-athletes in the building later today. But Lundy, let's get into it, and let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in the world of high school sports.
Let's do it.
All right, so let's start with baseball, and we'll go to Division IIA East Region Consolation Game. Silverdale Baptist beats up on Boyd Buchanan 11-2. Brody Lamb had two grand salamis in this one, 8 RBIs. He was also the winning pitcher, And then Brett Rogers for Silverdale Baptist went, had two doubles and three runs scored. So a very successful day on the diamond for the Seahawks. District 5-4A semifinals, Walker Valley edges McMinn County 7-6. Connor Crumley, what a great last name. Crumley, sounds like a cookie.
Cookie crumble.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought.
Making me hungry. He went 1-for-2 with two runs scored, or excuse me, two runs batted in for Walker Valley. Jaden Miller went 3-for-3, a perfect 3-for-3 with a couple of runs batted in, a couple of stolen bases. And then Reese Frazier in the loss went 2-for-3 with three stolen bases for McMinn County as well. In the District 5-4A championship game, Bradley Central, the Bears, capture it over Walker Valley, one of their rivals, 6-2. Joshua Leek goes four innings of one hit, no run ball, and he was the winning pitcher for Bradley Central. The District 4-2A championship game featured Marion County and Polk County. Marion County comes out a winner by the same measure as Bradley Central did, 6-2 over Polk County. Braden Abney went 3-for-4, two runs batted in. He had also a stolen base. Bryce Weeks was dynamite on the mound, seven innings, one hit, one earned run, and five strikeouts for Marion County. Let's go over to the softball diamond. District 6-3A championship. Patterson helped seal the District 6-3A championship for the Lady Trojans as Saudi Daisy blanks East Hamilton in a cruising 10-0 victory. Hannah Patterson, just talked about her, was a perfect 3-for-3 at the plate. Three runs batted in, two runs scored, plus a home run. Heard a lot about Reagan Rowan. She was dynamite in the circle. Six innings, two hits, five strikeouts. And, oh yeah, by the way, added a three-run home run. Not too shabby. It's always fascinating to me when you see these athletes that are so dominant on the pitching mound or in the pitching circle and also can hit the ball.
I was just about to say that exact phrase. Can also hit the ball.
Yeah.
Impressive.
It is really impressive. You don't see that much in the college ranks in terms of, at least in baseball. I played with one kid who was a pitcher and a hitter, but generally when they get to college, they're only one thing.
One thing.
You're only pitching or you're only hitting. Reese Knox went 1-for-2 with a walk and two stolen bases in the loss for East Hamilton. The District 6-3A consolation semifinals, East Hamilton defeats Hickson 8-4. Yolaya Woodruff had two doubles, four runs batted in, and a stolen base. Bailey Poschke went 3-for-4 with two runs batted in for East Hamilton. And then Megan Kernia went 2-for-2, two walks for Hickson. I apologize if I screwed up any of those last names. They were very difficult, but we got through them. District 5-4A tournament. Walker Valley gets past Cleveland easily, 7-2. Carly Blackwell went 3-for-4 with three runs scored, a stolen base, and Landry Nelson had two doubles in the loss for Cleveland. The District 3-2A tournament, Rowan County defeated Meigs County in a close one, 2-1. Sierra Howard went 6 2/3 innings, had nine strikeouts in the loss for Meigs County. Division 2 Single-A, East Region Consolation Game, Silverdale Baptist beat up on Lakeway Christian, 7-1. Addie Keefe had a good game, 3-for-4, run scored, and a stolen base. Braylee Robbie went a long ball and a three-run home run for Silverdale Baptist as well. Soccer-wise, in the Division II AA East Region semifinals, Baylor blanked Knox Webb 4-0. Felipe Spielman had two goals and assists for Baylor in the win there. The Division Two Single-A East Region semifinals. Boyd Buchanan blanks CAK 3-0. Addison Angel had a goal assisted by Mills Wood for Boyd Buchanan. And then Notre Dame won in PKs over the Kings Academy. I wanted to tell you about some other news in the baseball world. Heritage named David Dinger its new baseball coach. David Dinger is back in his familiar role of overseeing a Chattanooga area prep baseball program. Dinger, very aptly named as a baseball coach, hitting a dinger, which is always a funny thing, has been named the new head coach at Heritage High School, where he's been an assistant the past four seasons. He takes over for Eric Bangles, who had been the only baseball coach in the school's 15-year history of the baseball program before resigning last week. Bengals, who will remain at the school as an assistant principal, took the Generals to the playoffs in each of the past eight seasons, and in 2017-2018, teams combined to win 59 games and reach the Class 4A semifinals. That's pretty darn impressive. According to Dinger, he said, and I quote, "Eric has built a great program. I'm excited to have the opportunity to take over at a place where the foundation is already solid. It also helps a lot that I'm getting to take over at a place where I already know the kids and the league we compete in." That is always helpful when it comes to taking over a place. And again, that familiarity is always big. Knowing the kids, knowing the players, knowing the situation, it's going to be very comfortable transition there for Dinger. All right, coming up next, we're going to spend some time talking with the CSAS head baseball coach, Mark Bratcher. He'll join us to talk about his baseball journey and his team this year and beyond when we return. She's Lundie Hollenbeck. I'm Greg Leonard. Come on back. This is Inside High School Sports on ESPN Chattanooga.
Papa John's right now is all like...
The new Doritos Cool Ranch Papadilla at Papa John's. It's Papa John's and Doritos Cool Ranch in one cheesy flatbread-style sandwich. And it's the best idea ever.
But actually, I invented the Doritos Cool Ranch Papadilla. I was hanging at the Papa John's test kitchen and remembered my emergency bag of Doritos I always keep on me. And that's when it hit me. Doritos and Papa John's together. So try the new Doritos Cool Ranch Papadilla that I invented only at Papa John's.
This is Evan Bass for the Chattanooga Men's Clinic. For most of us, sex is a big part of our relationship. So when something like erectile dysfunction starts affecting intimacy, it can be a real problem. But what you may not know is that ED doesn't just affect you. It can be tough on your partner as well. Plus, if you have ED, you know how it can make you feel. The truth is, we see a lot of guys who have depression, frustration, and even relationship issues because of ED. But we don't want ED to impact you or the one you love anymore. The Chattanooga Men's Clinic tackles ED. Our urologists and medical providers take a comprehensive approach and have treated thousands of men with treatments that are successful in nearly 90% of cases. Even if your hormones are off, or if pills, wave therapy, or other treatments have left you hanging, the Chattanooga Men's Clinic will work hard to help you get your sex life back, perhaps performing like you haven't in a long time. So call us. Your first appointment includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 423-402-9720 or go to ChattanoogaMensClinic.com.
Visit our website to learn more, including side effects, treatments extra, results vary.
Captain, the ship's under attack. Asteroid storm coming from all directions. We need the best team to repair this exterior damage now.
Langley Roofing? Seriously?
Get Langley Roofing on the phone right now. Captain's orders.
Every season has its own way of attacking your roof from every angle. The quality and warranty of Langley Roofing performs so well at the best price. So when you love your roof, let Langley quote any repair or replacement. When you see a fit roof, chances are it's a Langley. Visit our family at langleyroofs.com.
Live Nation's Concert Week is back, now through May 16th, offering fans an unbeatable deal. $25 tickets to more than 3,800 shows across North America this year. Get ready to fill your summer and the year with epic shows and live music from over 300 of today's biggest acts across a wide variety of genres, including hip-hop, country, Latin, R&B, metal, pop, rock, comedy, and more. Visit ESPNChattanooga.com to find out all the details.
Chess is the most powerful tool available to accelerate cognitive and character development. At Kingship Chess Academy, our dynamic chess curriculum complements a variety of learning styles with captivating lessons. Through the game of chess, fluid intelligence is strengthened. Fluid intelligence involves comprehension, reasoning, and problem solving. If your child is having problems focusing, reach out to us. We offer pop-up chess for parties and events. We also offer team-building opportunities through the game of chess for our corporate sector clients. Chess has absolutely no age limits. That said, we like to make it a point to include our seniors, not only for our mutual love for the game, but scientific research has proven that chess helps curb early stage dementia in our seniors. We are looking to grow, and we're also looking to partner with other organizations and customers. You can reach us at any platform on social media, and you can also reach us at 423-313-4432. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Rick Davis. Every time you turn on the news, you're hearing about new things that's going on with the stock market, the failing banks, things that's going on. You can't stop these things, so you've got to protect yourself. Come in and sit down with me for 15 minutes and just let me explain what you can do, how you can protect yourself. I'll spend my time showing you how. If you want to make the investment, great. If you don't, at least you're ahead of the game a little bit. Come in and sit down with me. Rick Davis, Gold and Diamonds on Brainerd Road.
Life insurance, something everybody needs, yet they don't want to talk about it.
Hi, I'm a diabetic, and I called one of those 800 numbers and found out I had to wait 2 years before my life insurance policy went into effect. You know what I did? I called Coach Arthur, got a better price, and there was no two-year wait period. Man, I was so happy.
Hi, this is Coach Arthur. Life insurance is something that everybody needs. And when you and your family are ready for affordable insurance, call me at 423-702-5116. Again, 423-702-5116.
You're listening to Inside High School Sports, and this is ESPN Chattanooga. ESPN 95.3. Let's get you back to the high school sports action right now.
Chattanooga. I'm Greg Larnard along with Lundy Hollenbeck, and we have found out what she did to hurt herself in terms of the weightlifting. She decided to use the old 10 pounders and just go to town. And at her advanced age, it's hard to.
Advanced age, it's hard nicely
to,
put.
Hard to recover.
It really is, though.
Hard to recover.
Truth be told, the struggle is real over here, guys.
We're talking as a couple mid 30 year olds at our advanced age.
It feels like it.
All right, joining us now on the program, save us, hopefully he will, the CSAS head baseball coach, Mark Bracher, here with us on Inside High School Sports. Coach, good to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
As we've detailed, Lundy is sore, I am sore, so we're barely hanging in here on the show today. All right, Coach, talk to us a little bit about your baseball journey and how you got into playing baseball and, you know, playing in high school or college or professional, wherever you went playing-wise, and how you got into coaching as well.
Okay, well, I was born in the Detroit area, mm-hmm. Detroit, Michigan, and spent my early years just following the Tigers, you know, on the radio and TV. My dad was sort of a fan and would always have it on in the background. But then I started playing T-ball when I was about 8. And then my family moved down to Tennessee, and I moved the year of the bird. Mark the Bird Fidrich, mm-hmm. was the first summer I lived in Tennessee. Moved to Oak Ridge, played the summer ball thing for all through middle school and high school, and made the high school team my junior year. Didn't get to play much that year, and then started my senior year. I did okay. We were not a very good team. I think we won like 6 games my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't crazy about the coach that I had. It was clear that he wasn't very good at it. It seemed like, you know, he was just kind of going through the motions when he coached us.
Mm-hmm.
But decided to go. I went to Tennessee Tech for college, and I thought, well, you know, I'll try out for the team and see if I make it. I didn't obviously go for baseball. Tried out 2 years, got cut both years. I think I made it through the first cut my second year,
mm-hmm.
and figured out that the baseball gods were telling me, okay, it's time to hang them up and not play anymore. So then I moved on to softball and played slow pitch softball competitively for a few years, and actually got back into playing baseball at age 35. And I still play today in old men baseball leagues and tournaments.
Nice. So you may have hung it up like collegiately, professionally, but you know the love of the game is always in your blood, and you just stayed with it and just played it for fun because you love the game.
Yep. Yep.
Now, what position did you play while you were in high school?
Well, in high school, I was a first baseman, and I was clearly mispositioned. I had no power. I was a singles hitter that just dinked the ball over the infielder's head, and lucky to get a couple of infield hits. But as a first baseman's usually a power position. And I was not possessed with home run power.
Now, I don't at all know your stature, but were you more of like a defensive player, tall, lanky? Because usually there's usually some height at the first base position.
Yeah, I'm 6 feet tall, and at the time I was in high school, I weighed like 145.
Okay.
So I was a tall, skinny kid.
Yep.
I did have really good hands. One thing I did when I was growing up in Detroit, we had a brick wall for our house, and I used to throw a tennis ball against that brick wall for hours, and I got pretty accurate throwing the ball, and then also just got good hands fielding the ball off that wall. And I used to pretend that I was pitching against the Detroit Tigers starting lineup. So all I could do was either walk them or strike them out, and that's what I did.
There you go. Well, that's fun. Again, we're hanging with Mark Bracher here, the head baseball coach at CSAS. So now, going into your coaching career, what was the? Can you remember a time in which the light bulb sort of went on for you of like, okay, like I think I would love to kind of coach baseball, and that might be a path for me.
Yeah, well, I had a friend of mine when I was working in Cincinnati whose son started playing T-ball, and I asked him if he wanted some help coaching, and so I helped him for a year coaching T-ball, his son's T-ball team, and then when I had my daughter, she started trying all the different sports. She played soccer, she played baseball, softball, basketball, and I always helped with her teams, but since I had a job outside of the school system, I just always assumed I would never have a chance to coach within the school system.
Mm-hmm.
And then Signal Mountain, the new school, opened up in 2008. And I was a bowler as well as baseball player. And I asked them, I said, hey, I'd like to help coach either the bowling team or the baseball team. And about 6 months later, maybe a month before the school actually opened, I got a phone call, and they asked if I wanted to coach bowling.
Okay.
So I said, sure. I jumped at it and started coaching bowling. Then a friend of mine got the job at CSAS Baseball about 4 years later. And since I kind of knew how to navigate the school system, I asked him if he needed some help coaching. And he brought me on as his assistant coach at CSAS.
Hmm. Okay, so I'm intrigued by this bowling thing for a second. What's your high bowling score?
I've had 300.
You've had a couple 300s?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, you're legit.
Yeah, I had one. As a matter of fact, I just had one this last season. So
wow.
That was pretty good.
That is pretty impressive. Lundy, what's your high bowling score? Are you a bowler at all?
Zero.
What?
I mean, I bowl. I dabble. It's a blast.
Okay, so what's your high?
I have no idea.
It's not zero.
I mean, I was just trying to be funny. I don't know. 60, I think.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
With the bumpers?
I knew you were going to go there. And sometimes, actually, I should give myself some credit. I've gotten like 3 strikes in a row, and my twin brother was like, that's not luck. Well, it's not skill either, but...
Hey, you're probably somewhere in the low 100s.
It's a blast.
At the very least.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Everybody likes bowling.
Not a 300 like you, Coach.
No. My uncle has bowled a couple of 300s. He's really, really good at bowling. I was really into it in high school. I think my highest was like 222, but I only broke 200 once, and it was that one time. It's just kind of the stars aligned, but I haven't bowled in a while. But again, we're hanging with Mark Bracher here, the head baseball coach at CSAS. So talk to us a little bit about, your team this season. Is the season over for you guys? I see on Coach T, you're done with at least the regular season.
Yeah, we finished our season last Thursday.
Yep.
In the district tournament. We played Polk County. We played them a best 2 out of 3. And then the winner of that series would move on to the district championship. We had a horrible game on Wednesday against them. As a matter of fact, they run ruled us in 5 innings.
Mm.
So that was disappointing. But then the next day we came back and played really well. Had a pitcher that pitched extremely well. We lost 3-0. They got a run here, a run there. I think 2 of their runs were without the benefit of a hit. But
ugh.
I was really pleased with how we came back in that next game. In the district, we ended up 5-3. We were in third place out of five teams. Mm-hmm. We're in with Marion County, Polk County, Brainerd, and Tyne.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun coaching.
That's great. You guys are 10-17 from what I'm seeing here overall, 5-3. So when you reflect back on this season, I know it just ended last week, but when you reflect back on the season, what are some things that stand out to you about how your guys grew and developed and performed and how the season went as a whole?
Well, one thing that I'm really happy about is I actually started four freshmen almost all year long. Wow. And that's, even at CSAS, that doesn't usually happen. You know, maybe I get one or two freshmen that can contribute, maybe one that starts. But we had four that were able to contribute significantly. And actually, our record this year was better than last year. So we even had some improvement with starting those four freshmen. So I'm really excited about what we might have next year.
I was going to say, you guys are going to mm-hmm. continue to build there with the young talent. Where are you in terms of players that you're losing? Are you guys losing a lot, or did you play a lot of guys that were sophomores and juniors this past season as well?
Yeah, there were a decent number of sophomores and juniors. Actually, our top two pitchers are both juniors, so they'll be back. I'm going to lose five seniors. A couple of them started all season. One was kind of a part-time pitcher. One of them was a catcher and a right fielder. But we've got a lot of young talent between the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors.
Again, Mark Bracher, again our guest, the CSAS head baseball coach. Coach, before we let you go, what is your favorite thing about getting an opportunity to coach and doing what you get an opportunity to do year in and year out?
I think it's just sharing the love of baseball. You know, it's a little difficult because a lot of the students and kids today, I don't think have that same love of the game that I had. You know, growing up, I was always playing with my best friend in his backyard, and we did something baseball oriented every day. So I like to try to share that experience. Like I said, I wasn't real happy with the high school coach I had, and mm-hmm. I decided that I wanted to always give these kids a better opportunity than I had from my high school coach.
That's fantastic. I love that that incentivizing thing. And I'm with you. I coach an 11-year-old team, and I had some pretty bad coaches myself, and it made me really want to be like, all right, like I want to be able to actually try to help these kids and help them get better, not just be a body out here basically supervising or babysitting them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's all about getting the kids better, helping them learn, grow, develop, not only as players, but as people. So really happy to hear that you're doing that. And you guys, you know, had a better year than you had last year. And there's a bright light at the end of that tunnel. Cause as you mentioned, you got some good young players, and hopefully you guys can build upon what you did this past season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach Mark Bracher, again, has been our guest here, CSAS head baseball coach. Coach, thank you so much for being with us here today and spending some time letting us get to know you a little bit.
Sure. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Mark Bracher, right here on Inside High School Sports. What are your thought process? What's your thought on this team and what he had to say?
I loved it, and I was going to say, but he was leaving. I was going to say, you know.
You could always cut me off, Lundy. You know, you don't have to let me talk all the time. Greg, shut up. Let me say something. Okay, fine.
Well, you were just so deep in your thought, I couldn't interrupt you. But I wanted to tell him that I'm an alumni from Arts and Sciences, and I love all things Patriots.
Shoot.
And, well, I mean, I'll have other opportunities. It's okay.
I forgot that. Mentioned it to me earlier.
I love all things Patriots. So it was great to hear that he actually cares about his players, and mm-hmm. he's over there at the good old CSAS.
And you miss those days?
I really do. I don't want to be one of those people who live in high school, but I miss it. If I could get back on that soccer field, I'd love to play volleyball just one more time. I would run in one more race, maybe two.
Yeah.
Just those days, the glory days.
The glory days. Glory days.
It really was great.
When you look at their team, they had sort of an interesting year, Lundy, because they opened the season losing four straight games. They got blown out in the first one, and they played some close games, and then they went on a winning streak of 2, 4, 5 games in a row.
Yeah. There you go.
And then they kind of went on a losing streak again, where they lost 2, 4, 6, 7 games in a row. So they had to deal with some adversity in the middle of the season. And then they started to kind of win one, lose one, and that was kind of how they finished out their season. And unfortunately, the 3-game losing streak to finish the season, and losing to Polk County there in the playoffs. But, you know, as you said, they're a young group, and they're continuing to grow, continuing to build, and that's really what it's all about.
And I bet that winning streak means so much more, because you had to overcome a losing streak. And then you're just the underdog, and then you come out on top.
Yeah, and you're working through that adversity. Exactly. And it's, you know, it can be a little daunting when you lose so many games in a row, and you're like, oh, gosh.
You know this from your team, I'm sure. Yeah.
The thought creeps in about, like, man, well, it's a little different, because we're like a, you know, what we do in AAU ball, travel ball, it's like we just play tournaments, so we don't like play in a league where we lose multiple games in a row. Like, I don't know what the longest losing streak we've had is, but it is frustrating in terms of games that we've lost that we should have won.
Morale probably gets down.
Yeah, it can. The kids can start to doubt themselves a little bit, and it's very difficult to kind of keep them engaged in it. And so we give Coach a lot of credit for what he's been able to do with this young group of players there for the Patriots. But coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to Red Bank. The coach, Matt Roberson, is going to join us along with a couple of players as well. We'll get them in the mix, and we will talk all about the Red Bank Lions baseball team when we come back. She's Lundy Hollenbeck. I'm Greg Leonard. Stay with us. This is Inside High School Sports here on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3.
Riverbend 2023 is underway with 3 nights of good music, good food, and fun for all. This year's performers include Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, Big Boy, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, Maren Morris, Goose, Blackberry Smoke, Gale, and more. 3 stages, 3 nights, 20-plus performers. Riverbend 2023, June 2nd through June 4th, downtown Chattanooga on Riverfront Parkway. General admission and VIP wristbands are on sale now at riverbendfestival.com.
Hey, neighbor, how's that siding work going?
Well, I just got my first piece up, and hey, don't lean on that fence too hard. That's next on my to-do list.
Don't be that guy. Contact AK Roofing and More today. They do siding and fencing. Contact them for a free estimate. Financing available, insured, licensed, and bonded, and their work is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
How does it look?
Crooked. Don't be that guy. Go with the locally owned and operated AK Roofing and More. See what they can do for you at akroofing.net.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney or other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Can I afford a home?
How do I price and list my home?
Do I get pre-qualified?
Do I do an open house?
Does the realtor work for the buyer or the seller?
How do I show my home?
Siondra Williams, without a doubt, is one of the premium realtors in the Chattanooga area. I've known her for over 25 years. In fact, she's been my family's realtor in the sale and purchase of several homes. I want a realtor whose expertise is unmatched, that works hard, that follows up quickly to questions and concerns, that gives trustworthy advice, and who knows how to break through the red tape. Trust me, if you want to sell your home, or are looking to purchase a home, Seandra Williams will do the work. When others say it can't be done, she says, just watch me. Give her a call, and you'll not only gain a realtor, you'll have a friend for life. Hey, C's got keys.
Hi, this is Seandra Williams with Keller Williams Realty. My phone number is 423-304-7395. I look forward to working with you.
When we walk together, look what we can achieve. Our Tennessee Valley grows in prosperity. Here's a house for Robin in a friendly neighborhood. We're climbing up the summit and we're all sharing the goods without the hassle, without the fuss. TBFCU, a place for all of us.
I'm News 12's Jeff Chapman for ESPN Chattanooga with the forecast from around our place here in the Tennessee Valley. Clouds and sunshine mixed as we head through the day. Only a slight chance of a scattered shower popping up in highs near 80. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, it looks like a bit more in the way of cloud cover. Highs also near 80. News 12 and ESPN Chattanooga. This is the place for local weather.
Inside High School Sports, the ESPN Chattanooga High School Sports Show airs every Tuesday and Thursday, every season from 2 to 3 p.m. on ESPN 95.3. Back to the studio in beautiful downtown Chattanooga.
Back here on Inside High School Sports on ESPN Chattanooga, Greg Larnard here with the Red Bank High School baseball team. They're in the building here this afternoon. Fellas, welcome in. We've got Jake Bruni, Cordell Howard, and Logan Denton here along with Aiden Porter. Guys, welcome welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you for having
grab that
me.
Microphone, brother. Yeah, it's way. I just said to you, you don't have to eat it, but you know, at least get it somewhere close to the, in the vicinity of your mouth. All right, let's start with you, Jake. You had a big day on Wednesday. You committed to play at the next level at Rowan State Community College. Let's give you a little round of applause on this one. You won't be able to hear because you don't have the headphones on, but congratulations on that. What went into the decision to choose Rowan, and did you have any other suitors? And what's it? What's the journey been like for you, baseball wise?
Rowan was basically my only offer. Thanks to Coach Matt and Coach Ox, they got it for me. I got to talking to the coach, and I really loved it up there. And he said, "Hey, yeah, I'd love to have you on my team." And I was like, "Yes, I would love to play for you."
Awesome. Well, that's always exciting as a senior, and you pitch and hit. I see.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be a pitcher or a hitter at the next level?
Just a pitcher, unfortunately.
Just a pitcher. All right. So you can't do both there. But what about pitching? Kind of what gravitated you towards pitching? What do you like most about pitching?
I like being able to catch hitters off balance and helping my team compete and stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I like being able to give my team the opportunity to win.
What's your best pitch that you throw? If you have to strike somebody out, what's the pitch you're throwing?
Probably a slider.
Slider? All right. What else is in the arsenal?
I have a curveball and a fastball.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. And you were one of two captains along with Aiden Porter. So tell us what it means to you to be named a captain and to have that responsibility all season long.
It means a lot to me, actually. Me and Porter been playing together for like the longest time since rec league, actually, and so we got named captains together, and I was really happy for it. And then the coaches kind of gave us a compliment there, said, "Yeah, it's like we have two whole nother coaches out there," and I was like, that's a lot in its own.
That is a big time compliment. Aiden, grab a mic there, because I'd like you to kind of talk about being one of the other captains. What has it meant to you to play with this guy growing up? What's it been like playing with him growing up?
So yeah, me and Bruni have been playing since we were probably 6 years old. We've been playing together, been running the baseball fields together.
Mm-hmm.
It was truly amazing to be named a captain with him, especially for our senior year.
So I don't have any stats or anything like that on you because you jumped in here. But what position do you play? Tell us about that.
So I bounced around all high school, but I ended off for the Lions playing first base.
Okay, first base. What? Is it your favorite position to play, or is it one that you're just like, hey, there's an opportunity here, and I'm jumping at it?
Well, I mean, truly, I grew up being a second baseman, got to high school, and our catcher went out, so they threw me into catching. And after catching, and our catcher came back this year, we actually had Jake's brother, Sean. He's a freshman, and he's much better behind the plate. So they threw me at first a little bit last year, so I told the coaches, you know, I might want to play first this year, and it's been truly amazing. I mean, it's a great opportunity.
What's your favorite thing about playing first? I was a first baseman. I know your coach was a first baseman as well. So what do you like about it?
So I like about it is, I mean, usually they say like the shortstop's your captain on the field, but especially playing at Red Bank, we play on the, or we're in the dugout, the first base side most of the time. So I could hear my coaches, you know, making plays, having calls, you know, being able to use your voice and tell the rest of the team what's going on when our coaches have a really good idea on the side of the field, and, you know, just being able to communicate it and being able to make a stretch and get somebody out, you know, is always obviously super fun.
And making a scoop as well. One of those when picking balls in the dirt was always one of my favorites.
Had to make Jake look good a couple times.
Oh, yeah, he always makes me look good.
What position you play, Jake?
Shortstop.
Shortstop, okay. Yeah, it's always good when you can make your other infielders look good. We're hanging again with the Red Bank baseball team here in studio. Cordell, let's go over to you now and hear a little bit about your baseball journey. You're the leadoff hitter for the team. What's it like to have that responsibility as the leadoff hitter?
You know, sometimes it could be a lot of weight on your shoulders because you have to see pitches and you're the first to see that pitcher. But to come back in the dugout, even if you didn't get on base, to come back in the dugout and be able to tell your team what you see and help them at their bats is a nice place to have.
It's a good feeling,
yeah,
it's a good responsibility, like you said, because you're sort of the tone setter.
Yeah,
that's what Coach said about that. And you also have had 19 stolen bases on the year. How much do you practice and work on stolen bases, or is it just that you're purely fast?
I wouldn't say I'm purely fast. Maybe you
as
could say that.
As everybody starts laughing.
But, yo, coming into the season, we practice stolen bases every day before practice. And I feel like that practice we had, it really helped me see the pitcher. Like, I'm seeing the pitcher come up. And, yeah, he helped us a lot stealing. Coach Hawks did.
So what year are you?
I'm a junior. I'm going into my senior year.
Junior, going into your senior year. Do you want to try to play at the next level as well?
Yes, sir. I would love to play at the next level.
Awesome. Now, do any of you guys play any other sports, or is it just baseball, Cordell?
I play football. I'm in football right now.
Okay.
I play football as well.
Okay, nice. So you guys play on the Red Bank team as well?
Yes, sir.
What position do y'all play?
He was a quarterback.
I was the quarterback for a little bit.
Okay.
And I was
the receiver.
I was the safety
and
the receiver.
Safety and a corner.
Okay. Everywhere.
Like everywhere, man.
Doing everything. All right, Logan, let's talk to you for a second here and tell us a little bit about you seem like one of the probably the best pitcher on the team. Are you the ace? Man's the ace? He's the ace on the staff. What's it like being the ace of the staff and having that responsibility as being the number one pitcher?
I mean, honestly, I was comfortable pitching. It was a great feeling to be able to help my team win as much as I possibly could and give us the best shot to win games.
So I see here you have a pretty sparkling ERA at 1.65 and 76 strikeouts. So tell us a little bit about your arsenal in terms of what you throw and your demeanor and your mindset when you get onto the bump.
So this year I threw fastball, curveball, and changeup. I didn't have the changeup that much, but so it was mainly fastball, curveball. But my demeanor on the mound, I just like to stay relaxed and just have fun, just play the game I know how to play.
You were also named to the first team all-district team. What did that mean to get that honor and to get that as a junior?
It was a real honor. I got it my sophomore year as well, and it feels great to know that I played good enough to get that award.
Now, you got that, you said, last year as well. So what has been the biggest growth for you from last year to this year in the way that you play?
I'd say I'm a lot more relaxed this year, just playing baseball and having fun with it.
Yeah, as you get older, you grow up a little bit more, you get a little bit more relaxed within the game. You've got a good coach to your left there, so that doesn't hurt as well. Again, we're hanging with the Red Bank baseball team here on ESPN Chattanooga. You also hit as well, so you play both ways.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us a little bit about where do you normally hit in the lineup?
I was the cleanup hitter a lot this year.
Okay. So how many home runs did you have?
I didn't have any home runs.
No
this year.
Home runs.
A lot of warning track power.
Okay. You got to hit the weight room a little bit. Yes, you still got another year to get. You're still a junior. Now, do you want to play at the next level as well?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Awesome. So a lot of good, a lot of aspirations there in terms of everybody wanting to get out there and play at the next level and doing what they need to do. Talk to me. You guys were all here last year when you guys all won just 5 games. You won 14 this year.
Yes, sir.
So talk to me a little bit about the shift from last year to this year and how much y'all grew as a team being able to more than double your win count.
I feel like we changed the culture, especially because last year we couldn't pick each other's spirits up as much. You know, when it gets down, we all either get down or we make another error and it leads to another error. So I feel like this year we picked each other up a lot and it helped us start coming back because we were 0-9 at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back in 12-15, you know, that's special. That's something that, you know, we changed the culture.
Yeah, what was it like going through that long losing streak to begin the season? And Aiden looks like he wants to jump on in here. What was it like going through a lot of those losses and having to sort of work through that? Because we were talking, Lundy and I were talking about it last segment, that it's not easy when you go through that prolonged losing streak to kind of, as you said, Cordell, keep the spirits up, if you will. But you guys were able to turn around this year.
So at the beginning of the season, especially, like you said, 9 losses are really rough. We never let ourselves see what we saw last year. Last year, we kind of knew stepping onto the field, especially with somebody like Saudi or East Ham in front of us, we kind of knew, you know, what was going to happen, that we weren't going to be the winners at the end of the day. What I think kept us in it this year is everybody really bought in and really trusted our coaches and really trusted each other. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, starting off the season 9 losses, it sucks, but I feel like the way we got over that was everybody believed in, everybody bought in, and we just kept fighting, and we're very thirsty for that first win.
Awesome. And where are you guys at now in the season? From what I see here, you guys have won your last couple of games, and I see you beat Hickson, you beat East Hamilton in a close game, and a couple of close games. Where are you guys at right now in terms of your season and your schedule? Matt, do you want to jump in there?
Hey, G, thanks for having us. Unfortunately, our season ended last Saturday. We did beat Hickson on Wednesday, which was really cool because that was the team that we started the season with, and to see the growth that we have had taken in the 30 games in between the first and second game to that game was awesome. And Hickson was, they're very well coached. Mm-hmm. Coach Green does an amazing job over there. That got us the privilege of playing East Hamilton in a best 2 out of 3. They had just beat us 3-0, 3-1 in the final week of district, and like the guy said, we think lost to them 16-0 and 8-1 last year, and they beat us 3-0, 3-1 games 1 and 2. They hit a late home run on us in game 1 to beat us 5-2. We hit a walk off home run on them in game 2. It was our first home run of the year.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we got up 6-0 on them on Saturday, and we just kind of ran out of pitching. You know, that was our 4th game in as many days, and we ran out of, our starting pitcher had gotten injured after the first inning, and it kind of put us in a tough spot. But, you know, we were taking the best team in our district down to the wire. And,
yeah.
And I think East Hamilton's players and fans would tell you, like, it was 5 very intense, hard baseball games. And like I said, you know, Saturday hurt, but we're going to be a better program for it because we had not been in that arena, and now we're going to be able to use that feeling that we have going forward in the off season to get us back into that arena.
Yeah, very nice. Well said. And so you guys have a lot to be proud of this year and hopefully growing and getting better, even better next year. So hopefully you can do that, and most of you are going to be back except for Jake, who's going to go on to Aiden's going on. Oh, you're a senior as well. Okay, so y'all are leaving, but you two will be back. So hopefully better things are ahead for you guys and continue to build up that culture like you guys were talking about. Couldn't be happier for all you guys. Good luck at the next level. Are you going to play at the next level, Aiden, or you just that this is it?
Yes, Yes, sir.
All right. You have any idea where you're going after this in terms of college or anything?
I'm going to start an HVAC school.
Very nice.
Jake Marshall.
All right. Good job. Congratulations on that. Well, it's been a pleasure having all you guys in. Thanks so much for being here. Again, Jake Bruni, Cordell Howard, Logan Denton, and Aiden Porter, along with Coach Matt Roberson. Boys, it's been good. Thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you for having us.
There he goes. So all of the Red Bank, well, not all, but some of the Red Bank baseball team, and we'll take a quick siesta. When we come back, we'll give you our Players of the Week. When we come back right here, baseball and softball-wise, on ESPN Chattanooga. This is Inside High School Sports.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Ray.
From Scenic City Solar, listen each Saturday at 6:45 on ESPN Radio.
This week, we're talking about the pros and cons of solar, the incentives that you may qualify for business or residential.
For more information, call us at 423-600-9500 or visit us on the web at sceniccitysolar.com.
My husband eats like a 10-year-old. He always goes grocery shopping with me, but he never makes it down the aisle without grabbing a can of beefaroni. He has in his head, it's diet food, and he's not going to touch it. Except for, I am eating better grades of meat, better fruits, just fresh, beautiful food. He had fried some prepackaged, God knows what's in them, hamburgers, and he needed the oven for his tater tots. He was standing there when I took my famous burger meatloaf out of the oven, and he's holding his tray of frozen potato things glaring at my meatloaf. So I said, it's diet food, you know. And he went, can I have some? And I said, no, you don't want any of that. Later on, we're back at the grocery store again, and he decides he's going to start eating my diet food because it looks so good.
You want to get in on eating real food and losing weight at the same time? Check out PlanZDiet.com. If you don't know someone on this diet yet, you will soon. PlanZDiet.com.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Whoever just hit those brakes hard for no reason was definitely not you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, because you are a safe driver. And like most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So keep on being you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, and we'll keep on delivering the discounts. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Eric Foster here from McMahon Law Firm. Listen, guys, if you're looking for a trial lawyer, you need to look for a board-certified attorney, and that's what you have with McMahon Law Firm. Jay, you have a lot of competitors, both in Chattanooga and other states. What sets McMahon Law Firm apart?
First of all, we are board-certified by the National Board of Trial Advocacy. That's very hard to get. Less than 2% of the attorneys are board-certified in their specialty. That's throughout the country as well as Tennessee. Someone that's looking for a personal injury attorney, you know, much like a surgeon, you would want your surgeon to be board certified. Wouldn't you want your attorney so you know they know what they're doing? To be board certified, you have to be referred by judges, defense attorneys, have lectured to other attorneys, and have tried so many trials. And we've done all that. We have 3 of the 8 board certified attorneys in our firm that's in this area.
Guys, it's pretty easy. You want a board certified trial attorney. 265-1100. Also visit McMahonLawFirm.com and chat with an agent who will answer your questions online.
Hi, I'm Greg Tony with Prestige Cars. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, please come and see us today at 2138 Chapman Road. Prestige Cars has the cleanest and most reliable pre-owned inventory in our area. It's where every vehicle has a warranty and you will never be charged a dock fee. We have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. With the ever-changing automotive market in today's world, we have adjusted our prices on all of our inventory. That means you can save big money right now and still enjoy the same quality that Prestige Cars has been known for over 35 years. That's right, save big money. We have a special first-time buyers program to assist you with financing and getting your credit started. We also have a credit rebuilding program for those who may have some bumps in the road. We will work hard getting you back on track and getting your credit started. Come and see for yourself the great experience you will have shopping at Prestige Cars, because we go above and beyond to make your visit pleasant and most memorable one. Remember, Prestige Cars at Chattanooga.com or call us at 899-8800. You will be glad you did.
ESPN Radio is more powerful than ever before on 95.3. Join the team by downloading the all-new ESPN Chattanooga smartphone app, presented by Ruby Falls.
All right, there it is. Inside High School Sports today up on the airwaves. Want to say give you our quick players of the week. Brody Lamb for Silverdale Baptist, two grand slams. And then for Saudi Daisy, Hannah Patterson. Want to say thank you to our guests, Jake Bruni, Cordero Howard, Logan Denton, Aiden Porter, Matt Roberson, and of course, Mark Bruchier as well. That's going to do it for us. Press Row is coming up next.